One in four jail inmates in the U.S. show signs of serious mental illness, and jail conditions can make people worse. Side Effect Public Media's Christine Herman reports from Illinois. That's where a county jail is connecting inmates to care to keep them from coming back.
Linda Colon's son, Devontae Jones, began to show signs of schizophrenia as a teen. His first public episode was at a ballpark in Quincy.
He snapped out and just went around and started kicking people, and the police were called.
He was arrested and placed in Adams County Jail.
He had no recollection of what happened or how it happened, and then they had charged him with aggravated battery.
After a few months, Jones got out on probation. He went to therapy and started medications, but he got caught self-medicating with marijuana and ended up back in jail. That's where Colon says he was taken off his meds. His schizophrenic episodes came back, and he'd be placed alone in a cell until he calmed down. Colon says her son has cycled in and out of jail ever since.
You know, I might not see him for the rest of his life because of his condition.
In the U.S., an estimated 500,000 people who are locked up have a mental illness. Inmates have a constitutional right to adequate health care, but federal data shows 2/3 of jail inmates with signs of serious mental illness do not receive treatment. Richard Cho is with the Council for State Government's Justice Center in New York.
If there are people who continue to come back to jail on a repeated basis and they have mental illnesses, are we actually just doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results?
Cho's organization helps county jails implement strategies to reduce the number of inmates with mental illness. He says jails need to do detailed screens of all inmates for mental illness and then make sure something happens. That's happening here in Champaign, where an officer sits across from a woman who's being booked into jail.
Basically, they get brought into the Sally Port here, the garage. They'll get pat searched for any type of...
Lieutenant Ryan Snyder says a mental health screen is part of the intake process.
I would ask them, do you currently believe that someone can control your mind by putting thoughts into your head or taking thoughts out of your head? Yes or no?
Jails everywhere contract with mental health providers, but Champaign County Deputy Chief Alan Jones says the best they can do is keep people's mental health condition from getting worse.
There's no real treatment, if you will, that occurs in the jail.
Several years ago, Deputy Jones made a list of the jail's so-called frequent flyers, people who've been in jail 5 or more times a year. He had an eye-opening moment when he realized the majority had mental health or substance use issues. So he worked with a community-based mental health provider to get caseworkers into the jail. They help inmates get plugged into care after they're released.
I don't know how to fix the societal issues, but I'm trying to find ways to get the best outcome that we can get.
Pam Rodriguez leads Task Illinois, a group that helps inmates reenter society. She's glad Champaign County is taking action, but she says it's a shame people have to land in jail before they find help.
These are people whose families have probably tried to get them into care and tried to get them help.
Rodriguez says ideally, people with mental illness who get arrested would go straight into treatment. But across the country, community resources are stretched thin. In Illinois, mental health services have taken a hit over the last several years. Lawmakers went months without paying providers who were promised state funding. Behavioral health agencies reduced services. Some closed their doors. Champaign County Jail Lieutenant Ryan Snyder says this creates a difficult scenario.
The mental illness leads to them committing these crimes, and there's no place else for them to go, so they come here.
Linda Colon's son, Devontae Jones, is now 24 and back in jail. She says he takes medications but is still not well.
He's attempted suicide a few times, so for me out here as a parent, I'm wondering if I'm ever going to get that phone call one day saying that they went to my son's cell and found him not alive.
Colon says she can't help but wonder if the right interventions earlier on would have kept him out of the system. I'm Christine Herman, Side Effects Public Media.